Hello, and welcome to the May 2024 edition of the What's on Reading podcast. And we are sitting today just outside of the Reading University Students' Union. The sun is actually shining, which, you know, if you've lived throughout April, then you'll know that that is a rarity. And hopefully the sun will continue shining throughout the month, because it is a month where there's lots of outdoor stuff, lots of festivals going on. And importantly, there is the Reading University Community Festival taking place this month, which is why we're here. And it's why we're here with Molly. Hello, Molly.
Hello, happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Yes, the University of Reading Community Festival, which is along for its second year now, am I right?
Yeah, bigger and better, back for its second year. We're very excited.
So, for those listeners who weren't along last year, or perhaps this may be even the first they're hearing of it, what exactly is the Community Festival?
So the Community Festival is a chance for our community, our local residents, our students and our staff to come together, to open up campus and to enjoy everything that exists at the university, but also in our local community.
And there's plenty of things to see, to do, to get involved in.
Yes, the schedule is absolutely jam-packed this year. So we've got, we're working with loads of different community organisations and charities. They'll be running lots of exciting activities. We've got sports sessions where we've partnered with White Knights Football Club and Barks and Bucks FA, club assize, meditation. We've also got research stands, and you can also attend some of our taster talks to find out a bit more about the exciting research that's going on here. We've got loads, so hopefully something for everyone.
So if you've ever thought the university is just something that happens to, you know, other people, it's really not. And this is your chance to sort of get stuck in and find out about some of the great things that go on here. Because I don't think there's many people who would have thought, you know, coming to do sports exercises, or that they might be able to find out what research is going on. It's really quite interesting. That's got to be the best word for it. It's going to be really, really interesting, but also really enjoyable and entertaining as well, I'm sure.
I think it's about, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's about helping the community to understand why is it important and exciting to have a university in their town. And we're far greater than students coming here to study for their degrees. I hope what people take away from the festival is that no matter who you are, where you're from, whether you're from Reading, Wokingham, wider Thames Valley, one, you're welcome here and you should find a sense of belonging here. And two, there should be something for everyone. You should be able to take some relevance away from this and understand why the university exists here for you.
We've talked about the various bits of research and the tasters and so on. Is there anything in particular that you think is a bit of a highlight, or a bit more unique and a bit more of a surprise for people?
I would say, so I'm not a researcher by heart, so I think I am taking this through the lens of a local resident. And one of the talks that has absolutely stood out to me and that I really want to go along to is, do baby cows like toys? This is mixed amongst loads of other research, but I just think that sounds really fun and exciting, and that's what research should be. There should be a way of taking what is quite academic and theoretical and making it relevant and exciting and interesting. So that when I was looking through the programme, that was something that stood out to me.
Do baby cows like toys? I mean, I'm practically speechless, because I'm really intrigued. Will there be baby cows here? I don't know. I think I'm going to have to turn up and find that out. I don't know. Do you think there'll be baby cows here?
I don't want to break the hearts of the audience, but I don't think there are going to be baby cows. But what I can promise, and I think it is a promise I can make, is that there will be something that you will enjoy here. And even if you don't want to take part in an activity, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that the sun is shining. Come along with a picnic. Come and sit outside with your family, with your friends. Come and enjoy the space. Listen to a bit of live music, packed full of performances. So, you know, if you don't want to take part in an activity, just come and sit and enjoy the campus.
Just sounds like a wonderful day out, a wonderful chance to see and do and explore everything that is the University of Reading. It's somewhat indicative of, I'm not going to say it's a change of tack, because I don't think that's really right, but there was a recent announcement about almost rebranding as a university for Reading, with new community initiatives and so on. Is that? Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I think there has been a change in our attitude in the last few years. There has been a growing expectation for universities to engage with their local communities, but we've also been very intentional in wanting to do that. We see value in working with our local communities, and I intentionally say working with. And the festival is a great example of, you know, we're not just putting something on for our community, but we're working with, and it's great to be working with loads of different local organisations. I think sometimes when you've got a campus university, it can feel a bit like a bubble. So even though we're in a residential area, how are we actively taking ourselves outside the boundaries of campus? And being more visible in the town centre, and not just Reading, but Wokingham and the surrounding areas as well, rather than just expecting the community to come to us all the time.
It promises to be a wonderful day out, and it's just one of many festivals taking place this May. In fact, it's one of many festivals taking place for the second time this year, this May. Four Bears Fest at Four Bears Bookshop in Caversham. They're running their second festival. It's the second annual Reading Indie Comedy Festival, taking place at various sites all over Reading. And it's the second Reading Walks Festival. And we caught up with Alex from the Walks Festival to talk a little bit about that as well. Alex, Reading Walks Festival, back for its second year, so I guess last year went pretty well.
Yeah, we're delighted. We got terrific feedback from last year's festival, and we sold out pretty much all of the walks, so we're back again for another year, but we thought we'd go a bit bigger and bolder, so we've got 49 walks this year over 9 days from the 11th to the 19th of May.
And that now takes in two weekends. So I think that was a bit of feedback from previous years, is that so much of it was in the weekday and people were missing out.
Yeah, so we've tried to respond to the feedback by doing it over two weekends, repeating some of the walks a few times so that, you know, if you can't make one date, you can make another date, to put on more family-friendly walks, to make more accessible walks. So we tried to respond to the feedback, and so far going really well. We've got really strong ticket sales, but there are still tickets available for a good number of our walks.
Which I guess is probably the most important thing to kind of talk about, because if anyone who hasn't even heard of the Reading Walks Festival, it's a wonderful way to explore the history and the geography of Reading in a social and healthy way. So where and what can people explore this year that's still available at time of recording?
It's important to say these are all guided walks led by our volunteers, and it's about telling the stories of Reading, as you've said. So the walks that we've still got tickets for, so if you're looking for something to do with the kids, we've got two great mini family walks at Caversham Court Gardens over the weekend of the 18th, 19th of May. If you need a more accessible walk, because these aren't all great 10-hour, you know, trudges through the countryside, you know, we've got short walks and medium walks, but we've got a couple of really accessible, step-free, on flat ground, even ground, for those, you know, who need more accessible walks along the Thames. So that's a really nice way to explore the Thames. And that they're led by the Thames Path National Trail people, so you'll learn a load about the river and about Reading as you go along. We've also got a couple of really social walks. So some of them walks are about learning new things. Some of the walks are really about being healthy. And some of them are like, come and meet new people while you have a wander. And we've got a couple of bingo walks along the Thames, which Sustrans are leading for us, where, you know, come along, meet some new people and spot things along the river and have a bit of fun in a social way. One of them's an after work walk, you know, so if you've finished in the office and you're looking for something to do at six on you know, during that week, that's a fun thing to do. And then we've got a few walks that are, I guess, more specialist historical subjects. There's one which really fascinates me. This is about the hundreds of Danish prisoners of war who lived in Reading after the Napoleonic Wars and the impact that they had on Reading. So John Nixon, who's an author who's written about this, is leading a walk around the town centre sort of telling that story. So, you know, hopefully something for everybody, but particularly if you want to learn something about the place that you live in or place that you fancy coming visiting.
Well, I think that's probably said all that we really need to say about this year's Walks Festival. It's going to be wonderful. Is there any particular highlight of a walk that you're really looking forward to this year?
There's a couple of things that I'm really looking forward to. One is we're doing the St James's Way pilgrimage walks again this year, so giving people a taster of what the Camino, the pilgrimage walks that a lot of people in Spain do, which links into Reading's medieval history. And Also, the university are doing 5 walks for us this year. Quite often people think, well, you know, if you live in Reading, the university is sort of your place you can't go. Actually, there's some real opportunities for the friends and staff from the university to lead you around the campus and some of the countryside that the university manage and down in Shinfield as well. So to get an idea of what's behind that university wall. So, but I mean, there are 49 walks. There's masses to do.
Masses to do, masses to see, masses to learn, and masses of steps to count. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And it's really quite convenient that Alex mentioned the campus walks, I think, because it is a wonderful campus to explore, and you don't have to wait till the community festival to do that. You can explore it, as many of us did during lockdown, I think. But Molly, as someone who works on campus, what's it like to be surrounded by this sort of day in, day out?
I'll admit I am biased because I work here, but it's such a treat. I mean, it's a best kept secret that we don't want to be secret. We want everyone to know. It's beautiful. I feel so lucky that I can so easily escape the office and appreciate some of the green spaces. And my favourite has either got to be going round the lake or going into the Harris Gardens, because you just feel like you can completely escape the world for a short while.
It's astonishing just how quickly you're not in an urban area, despite the fact you're practically only 50 yards from what you could argue is an urban area. So it truly is a great place to visit, and the festival is going to be a great day to visit it. So we should probably say when that date is, and I guess how people can get here.
Yeah, so you're looking at Saturday the 18th of May, 11 till 5 p.m. If you're coming by car, free parking. We obviously encourage you to take public transport, pick the sustainable option if that's possible for you. And we are putting on a few free shuttle buses. So there'll be one coming from the town centre. There'll be a route through Whitley and Whitley Wood. And the number 3 will also be free to use on the day if you're coming over from Shinfield and Arborfield. So hopefully we've been able to provide a route that is accessible for you to be able to come to campus and enjoy the festival.
Literally open to everyone. A great day out for families, a great day out for, well, anyone, but you know, we wanted to make sure that people with families knew that it was a great day out for families. A nice, easy, free ways to get here. I think we've said all that there is to say about this year's festival, so I guess my one last question is, do you have any, we've said it's the second time round, do you have any really sort of outstanding memories from last year?
There was a moment when I was stood out over the meadow with the Students' Union behind me, and Limpopo Groove were playing, and there were just people up on their feet, all ages, enjoying themselves in the sunshine, dancing, singing, and, you know, you just look out and think, yes, that is exactly what this should be. You should be able to look out across campus and see so many faces enjoying themselves, and that was a standout memory for me.
It doesn't really get much better than that. So if you're a face that wants to enjoy itself, come along to the University of Reading Community Festival on the 18th of May. I think that's probably about it then. There's nowhere really to go from that, apart from to say thank you, Molly.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. And don't forget, all the information about the Community Festival and all the other events we've talked about today are available on whatsonreading.com. And we'll be back next month with another podcast, so don't forget to subscribe.